Blog Talk Radio.
Tailgate show. Everybody had a great weekend out there. A little bit hot out there in the southeast, but hey, that's what it's supposed to be around. We're just about to hit summer. We're in late spring here, so hot weekend. I guess we had some pop-up showers here and there, kind of depending where you're at. Might have messed up some weekend plans for you. A lot of barbecue competitions, obviously around the country and around South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina area that we're mainly interested in or going to talk about. I think we had some a little bit of rain activity, not anything major that disrupted a couple of these. I guess it may be disrupted, but a little bit of rain in there, but, you know, not too bad. So good weekend, though. We had the contest down in Beaufort, High on the Hog Barbecue Festival, very good contest. I think it's like the third or fourth year they've had it. Had about 30 teams down there. Nice contest. Had a Friday night event, a kind of anything low country, and part of your fee allows you to get either 10 pounds of chicken thighs or 7 pounds of shrimp and prepare up some type of, you know, like a chicken bog or maybe a low country bowl or shrimp and grits or whatever it may be. So that was pretty neat. They had a good crowd, had a nice band on Friday night. That was the time we got a little bit of rain, but didn't really cause any problems. And then, of course, we had a butts and ribs contest on Saturday, and then we'll get in more detail about. And then we had the Shriners event up there in Malden. I think they had about 15, I think maybe it was 13 cookers up there. I think that was butts and ribs up there in Malden, South Carolina. So that was a nice event. So, you know, then we also had the Sam's Club down there in Charleston. Had about 30 teams, I think, down there. So that was another great event as well. So I look forward to this weekend as well. We got some other good contests coming up also. So, but a good weekend this past weekend. So if you're out there and got out and won the contest, participated or visited or whatever it may be, love for you to give us a call and give us your comments. The number to call in here is 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. Give us a call in. You can you can just actually listen on your cell phone there if you like to, or if you want to also, there's a link online that you can pick up as well. From my Facebook page, you can find that or Blog Talk Radio. Probably if you just search Ultimate Tiger's Barbecue Tailgate Show, that will bring it up. So I still got a caller showing online. So if you want to sit there and listen, that's fine. But and it's good, obviously. 803-699-9249. For whatever reason, I think you have the mute button on, which is fine. But if you want to call back and you do want to call in and talk, you may need to call me back. It's my board's not allowing me to bring you up. So, but anyway, you may be hitting mute on there, and that may be what's doing it. So if you want to sit back and listen, that's fine too, as well. So I hope we have a few callers in. I know we had some three or four people over the weekend. I talked to. We're going to try to call in and talk about some recent wins or good finishes. As we mentioned, the contest in Beaufort, they had we had Butts and Ribs, and I don't remember. And unfortunately, I can't pull it up online. But they had the Low Country. I think they awarded the top three or top five. And I apologize. I don't remember the. I know it wasn't us. So I can tell you that. So, wasn't all of my tailgaters. I thought our trip of Rich was pretty good and got a little good comments, but wasn't good enough. But that's okay. That's okay. We had a lot of good teams, a lot of good people down there, had a lot of good stuff and all, which was great. So that worked out well. But on the butt side, they paid top five. And I'll tell you what, hang on a second here. I'm trying to see my callers call back in, and I don't know if we've got a glitch, so everybody bear with me here. We may hear a little bit of dead space. But we're going through a little technical situation here, so hang tight with me just a second, and let me see if we can figure out what is going on here with our board here. For some reason, I'm not able to bring our guy up here, and I'm trying to figure out
why that's happening.
Hey, Garland. Hey, man. You come. There we go. I don't know what's happening. I appreciate it, man. I'm sorry. My screen's showing, and I got you muted, but well, good. Everything's
good
now.
Hit the other button, buddy.
Well, man, I appreciate you calling in. I know we didn't hook up last week. It was fine, but I appreciate you calling in. We certainly we'll put those on hold, the contest in Beaufort, contest in Malden, and, of course, the contest down at Charleston, the KCBS Sands Club. Want to talk to you about your contest up there in Columbia. We're obviously one of the participants and had a good time. But now you've kind of had a little time to kind of digest everything. What was your thoughts about how everything went and maybe going to do like next year or make some changes? But just kind of what's your overall thoughts after the contest?
Oh, we appreciate it, Chris. And again, this is Garland from Carolina Outdoor Cooking, and we appreciate you and Kathy coming up for the Days of Thunder 8 event, Barbecue Blues and Brews. And it's good to see you guys walk to the stage on that rib category. And
yes, sir.
We had a nice time. It was our first major sponsorship for an event. We did a lot of pre-planning. I hope you could see that. And we definitely always have room for improvement, and we're looking to do that next year. So, we are looking to add maybe a fireworks show and also do maybe another category and maybe beef up the activities on Friday night. Also, we're looking at rearranging some of our team setup. Like any event, some of these events you go to, your ticket booth where you sell for the public to come in and sample, and seems to be any team that's close to that particular booth seems to be the most popular team naturally. Just kind of the result of the game, But, yeah, we're going to try to more centralize that and make it a little bit more fair, I guess you could say. Because, naturally, you're hungry. You get in there, you buy a wristband to go sample barbecue, you go to the closest team. And some of our teams were a little bit off. Yeah, and some of our teams are a little bit offset. So it was kind of I won't say they were at a disadvantage, but definitely the teams that were up front had a little bit more advantage. So we're looking at making it, like I said, a little bit more level playing field next year on that. So.
I didn't get a chance to send mine in yet, but if there's one thing that I thought, and it doesn't really, we love to participate in those things, and of course, if you get to win, that's great. But that was one thing I kind of noticed, it's not all about the about the ticket thing, but also just as far as the people getting around where we were located at, I like my spot, but I agree with it. It probably, it seemed like that was kind of off the beaten path, or some people maybe didn't know to go that far down. But you know, that's the kind of thing, obviously, until you have a contest and get the feedback and see how the flow of people goes and so forth. It's really, you know, it's really kind of hard to, it's almost not maybe a crapshoot, but you know, you make your best guess and set it up. But I did overall like around top 3-4 teams there. I like the setup. I like the L shape. You know, everybody had a good amount of space. It made it look very organized instead of, you know, some places you go, everything's kind of, you know, this team pulled out this far. I mean, everybody was kind of in a good line. So it just made it look very organized. I thought that worked out, you know, real good. One thing I was going to tell you, the one thing that I liked, Kathy and I talked about quite honestly, and of course everybody likes to get a call, but I wanted to tell you, I thought you did a great job on the awards thing. I think sometimes some of the contests, unfortunately, you know, and I know it's getting toward the, you know, you're getting, everybody's kind of ready to get home and so forth, but as you know, as a cooker also, everybody is just very excited, man, they're hoping to get the name called and all. So, and I think some of the contests, they kind of, it's almost like, you know, they let the air out of the balloon, and it's just like boom, 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 you know, you're done. But I thought you did a great job of really kind of building it up and, you know, maybe mention a person, not only the team name, but the person's name or where they're from or whatever it may be, but you know, I thought you did a great job with that, and you know, for now, you know, good rate. Maybe should have been a DJ. Did you know that? I mean, it was good. It was a good radio voice. Everybody could hear you, but that kind of stood out to me personally. You know, we did a contest at KCBS a couple of weeks ago, and they had a guy, and he's with KCBS, I guess, like would be, I guess, an SCBA marshal. But he went through the teams, and he did kind of the same thing. And he would do one like, hey, first you say where they're from, or, hey, I'm pretty sure this is their first call on this, or, you know, they seem to be known for that. You know, they had a little side note on most all of them. And I think that really, I think that made a lot of fun, and especially for people who were non-cookers that were there, kind of gave them a little info. So, well, I didn't mean to jump that out there. That was one thing I was very impressed with as far as how the awards were done, and it just kind of made it fun, made it neat, and made it special for everybody, I thought. So, you know, great job.
Well, I appreciate the good words there. Yeah, I like that myself when we're you know, like I said, we've got our own cook team, and when you go out, it's definitely a personal thing when you win, because that's what you go out there and you strive for. And, you know, so to hear not only your team name called, but where you're from or your pitmaster name, I think it makes it a little bit more personal, and that's the reason I actually enjoyed that part myself. So.
Yeah, it was good, man. Good.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I think we got a little feedback there. Go ahead, Garland. I got you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just talked with our final accountant, and they give us the numbers. We are actually sending a check to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for $5,000.
Oh, man, awesome. That's great.
Yeah, we were quite happy about that.
Did you have a goal of mind or a number in mind at first, or didn't really think about it, or did that kind of exceed or about where you thought, or?
That was mainly our goal. We were hoping to hit around the $5,000 or $6,000 range. I think if the weather would have cooperated a little bit more, we actually didn't have any rain, but the clouds kind of come in, and that makes people a little bit apprehensive about getting on their motorcycle. And so I think we started off a little slow, but I got to put a shout out to all the cookers. We went around. We said we want to quit serving at 2:00. And we went around at 2 o'clock and said, please, will you serve till 2:30? Give us the extra 30 minutes because we had that late start. And all the cook team just, no problem, you know. They just went and done and did what they needed to do, and it made a little bit of a difference for us. And that's one thing I want to put a shout out to all the cook teams. We appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Good deal. Good deal. That's great. I don't know, you know, obviously, you know, from the cooking aspect, it's nice sometimes to have that free time or easy time on Friday night, but it looks like the setup of that at that dealership that there could be potential to have a pretty nice Friday night event as well. So whether it be something cooking involved or maybe just bring a band in or, you know, who knows. But it looks like that could, you know, be an additional fundraiser for you. Just put pretty adequate park in. And like I said, man, they got a ton of space up there. It's very roomy to do different things and have people move around and so forth. So that would be pretty neat, I think, if you added a Friday night aspect, you know, to it as well.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking at next year, is to kind of maximize our time that we have the cookers there, maybe throw out another category. This year we had Quaker Steak and Lube as one of our major sponsors, so we were kind of apprehensive about doing anything Friday night, and we just kind of wanted to support a major sponsor and let the cook team go over there, enjoy themselves, and get some dinner and everything. But it's one of them opportunities, like you said, if we could probably raise a little bit more money and increase our donations next year. So.
I think that would go over well. Like I said, that they've got the space there, you know, to do that, and looks like they could have a pretty good turnout of people as well. So, yeah, and you know, most all the every team I talked to, you know, had nothing but good things to say. As you know, the things that some people who don't cook that probably take for granted or don't think a big deal, but you know, the water access was good, and you know, the power, you know, is right there at you. Trash pickup and so forth. So that all seemed to go smooth. And I tell you, it was nice, obviously, too, on you know, Friday night, having access to that side entrance going into a for lack of a better word, a real bathroom. You know, and it's pretty good having, you know, if you want to go in there, at least, you know, get to wash your hands, some good hot water and so forth. So that's always a big plus, I think. So that was nice of them to do that. And I know some of the other cook teams like that. And I tell you, I kind of liked was it Queenie's? The people that came in and did the breakfast?
Yeah, that was Queenie's. Yeah, they do a food truck here locally, and they were agreeing enough. We kind of contacted them in advance and asked them if they were willing to come out and serve the cook team breakfast, you know, with the food truck. And of course, they were there in the afternoon. They just come out early and set up, and the lady did a fantastic job, didn't she?
Yeah, I talked with her. In fact, I got her card, and I told her, I said, you know, I can't tell you for sure. I said, but I'd be glad to give your name or mention your name in some other contests. You know, sometimes some of them we've cooked the last couple of years, people walk around and ask, you know, what can we do different or whatever. And, you know, I thought it was kind of neat, quite honestly. I think I'd walked over to the restroom. I saw them pull in. I think they pulled in about, 3:45 or something to get set up. But, we took advantage of it. It's pretty cool. I mean, it was like, you know, $5, and we got a nice breakfast sandwich and some hash browns and, you know, some coffee. So I was pleased with it. I thought it was neat. I think, you know, sometimes some of the cook teams or a couple of them get together and cook up a little something. But, you know, if you got, you know, especially in if you got butts and then if you got ribs going on, you know, 6 in the morning or something or whatever it may be, first thing in the morning, last thing you want to do is have to worry about, you know, pulling out a coffee pot if you got one or even fixing something on a skillet. So I thought that was a neat touch, personally, being able to go do that. It worked out, you know, well for them also. So, yeah, I thought that was I don't think I've ever seen that one. I know we've had a couple times where a local restaurant donated biscuits or did something or whatever, and they just kind of brought it, you know, it was like in the back of a pickup truck and kind of rode around or whatever. But that was neat, man. I thought that was neat. I really enjoyed that. So, maybe we'll see them at some future contests as well.
Yeah, and I'm hoping Queenie will come back herself next year. So she did a great job. We were really happy with her.
Good. You know, and I think nice payout in the contest. I mean, obviously everybody knows that, you know, we do these contests. You know, we love doing it. We love the fellowship and so forth. But as we mentioned earlier, man, it's nice to pick up a check and take it home with you. So that was some nice payouts as well. So that was especially on the pork, obviously.
Yeah, it's especially nice when we pay you in cash, ain't it?
that is real nice. That is very nice, actually. Yeah, well, I definitely liked that. We had, in fact, the last two, we actually had a KCBS, I think a week ago, two weeks ago, that paid out in cash, which I was kind of surprised. So we liked that. If it's a pretty good payout, it's by check, you know, and they 1099 you. I mean, that, but if you get cash, it's a pretty good payout. I mean, you can add 20% more to that. Basically, that's what happened if you were getting taxed on it. So, oh yeah, that makes it nice.
Exactly.
Hey, Garland, bear with me a sec. Let's see if I can bring up 803-600-09. We got you on the line there.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Oh, what's going on?
You were breaking up on me.
Hang on a second. I got another caller working. Let's see if I can bring him up or her up. 803-600. Are you out there? Well, we got.
Well, Chris, how about them trophies, man?
Trophies were awesome. I tell you, you know, I violated one of my cardinal rules. Is Kath and I, we always talk about we don't really like to make eye contact or pick up the trophy. It's kind of, you know, it's one of those things. You know, I guess kind of like in baseball you have. But,
yeah, superstition.
You know, at the cookers meeting, you're talking about how heavy they were. So I went over there and picked up one of them jokers, the one that they got on the port side. And you know what? That damn thing was heavy, man. I couldn't believe it. It was surprising. It's like maybe a silver candlestick, you know, a pure candlestick, you know. It doesn't look like it ought to be that heavy. You pick it up, like, man, that thing is heavy. That's solid. It was like when I picked that thing up, I was like, wow, that son of a gun. Yeah, I love the little cutting board deal. I thought, you know, that to me always the what really sets a contest apart as well is unique trophies and all. So I thought that was pretty cool as well. You know, of course the one down there in Port Royal, the guitars, that's pretty unique. I think that's a unique trophy. They had a pretty cool one down in Beaufort this weekend. They used kind of like a top hat, high on the hog, and that was pretty unique as well. As we all know, I guess as we call the bowling trophies, they kind of get old. So you get those unique ones, and you know, I'll be honest with you, some of those ones we get are unique. We love to display them around the house and all. So let me check here. Bear with me, Garland. Hang on. 803-600. Are you out there? No, maybe not. All right, let's try. Well, how about 803-404? Are you out there? We're having like.
Can you hear me now?
I got you, Garland.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
I've got. Who's that? Who's
Garland
on the line?
Just Tony.
Yes, sir. Hey, Tony, what's up, man? I appreciate you calling in. I apologize. Something's going on with our board tonight. It usually I'm usually able just to click on a button, and I know I'm bringing you up live, but I'm not sure. I tell you guys, bear with me. Garland, hang on. Tony, hang on. I've got another caller here. Let me see. See if we can bring him up as well. I think this is our man, Mr. Lee, blowing smoke himself. If I could, hey Lee, you out there? Mr. Blowing Smoke, are you up yet? Coming up in a second. Well, Tony, go ahead. I think maybe Lee may come up in a second here. I don't know what's going on with our board tonight, but we got too much technology, man. But, hey, Tony, appreciate you calling in, man. I think this is the first time you've called in. This is Tony. I think it's Tony Kraut, right?
That's right. Yeah, this is the first time calling in.
Tony Kraut, Delco Smoke. Of course, Tony, I don't know if you, obviously you've been listening. We've got Garland on, and we've been talking about the contest up in Columbia at Thunder Tower a couple weeks ago, and you were up there as well. What was your thoughts on the contest up there?
We had a good time. It's put together well. I didn't have any problems with it. I think
Garland
did a great job.
Talking about I think it was well organized. Well done. I didn't really see any other than the thing you can't control, which is the weather. Which actually, quite honestly, the weather ended up being actually fairly decent. It's just the It looked like, and probably some other areas of Columbia probably would have, it was some storms or might have held people back from leaving the house or whatever. But as it turned out, the overcast, I thought it made it kind of easy on everybody, so.
Yeah, I thought it was great. As far as the weather goes, it wasn't bad at all.
Can you hear me now, Chris?
There you go, Lee. Okay, now we got you. Yeah, something's going on board tonight. Some of my buttons are missing, so I'm trying to have the where I think the button's at. We got
Something's going on with it. Operator.
Well, it probably is operator error. I just didn't want to say nothing yet, but it probably is. But we got Lee Morris here blowing smoke on. Of course, we got Tony Kraut, Thoco Smoke. We've been talking with Garland, Carolina Outdoor Cooking, about the contest a couple weeks ago there at Thunder Tower. But go ahead, Tony. I know that you were talking. That was you thought it was a good contest, and you know, I talked with a couple of teams walk around a little bit on Saturday, and you know, everybody seemed to really enjoy it, and everything seemed to go smoothly. You know, Power and Water was very accessible, and you know, nice trophies, I think, which is always a great touch. Nice payout. You know, nice having access to the real bathrooms on Friday night. But everything is just very organized. But go ahead, Tony.
Well, and that's what I was gonna say. You know, from 2 weeks ago with Columbia to this past weekend, it was night and day different. You know, we were on dirt compared to asphalt. Small crowd, power was an issue, water was an issue, you know, but, you know, it turned out okay. I'm not complaining about it.
I give
you
that. You ain't complaining about a wind there, Tony.
Yeah, I'm not complaining at all. I believe they need a lot of guidance up in Malden. It's a good event. I think it could be a lot better there.
I forgot you're up in Malden. I was thinking about, you know, we were down at Buford, and I was like, and then you said on dirt, and I like on dirt, and you said small, and then the small crowd. I was like, dang, he must not have many people around where they were at, but that's right, you're up in Malden. So they didn't have a big, very big turnout, public-wise.
No, not at all. I think Friday night, if I had to guess, maybe 150 people walked through, and there may have been 200 people come through on Saturday. Not much at all.
Man.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
You know they didn't have any good cook teams up there if he won first place.
Hey.
That's your buddy blowing smoke. That's not your host.
Take it where I can get it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I couldn't let it go.
I know. Hey, like I said, I'm going to take them where I can get them.
There's nothing wrong with that. First is still first. That's exactly right. Yeah, congratulations, man. I know you got you took the first in butts and second in ribs up there. So that's a great job, certainly. So that being a pretty big area up there, it's a shame they didn't get much more of a turnout. I know down in Buford, you know, to me, it always seems like the, you know, whether I guess the person running the contest or the charity that's getting benefited, you know, with one or the other or a combination of them, but both contests in Buford, particularly Port Royal, was just, I mean, I can't believe all the people they had down there, but even the one in Ohio and the Hog this past weekend, they have a tremendous support of volunteers. And of course, and I should mention also too, Garland, another thing I didn't talk about was the fact that having volunteers, you know, to serve at the booths. I think you'd mentioned you didn't have one for maybe every team, but that was a nice thing. You know, the teams that like, you know, one or two people, it sure helps out being able to, you know, give out those samples and so forth. And they had the same setup in Buford, but I think pretty much down there they had. They had a lot more. They had a lot more volunteers. We had a volunteer at our place on Saturday for about 2.5 hours, handing out the food. So that was a nice touch. But we had some people kind of rotating at our thing at Columbia that were very nice. I think it was about 3 or 4 different people from a local church, but they did a great job. Had a lot of fun, and I know that took a lot off Kathy and I, and really helped us. So man, that was a nice touch as well.
Well, I appreciate
volunteers
that
out there.
I appreciate that. And you know what hurt us that weekend? And we had 35 volunteers lined up, but what hurt us that weekend, unfortunately, was
baseball regionals.
The Gamecocks made the regionals.
Yep. Yep.
And we lost a Budweiser Porta Bar to it. We lost a bunch of volunteers to it. But it still turned out good. But, yeah, and I was glad that the Gamecock were in the regionals. I wish they'd have done better at the end.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me ask you, I was wondering about that. You know, the pretty much usually that weekend is usually going to be, I guess, the regionals, if Carolina makes it or whatever. You never know each year. But are you happy? Besides that, were you happy with the date? Do you think you'll stay with the same date, or are you looking at maybe a little bit different timing? Or
We will stick with the same date because of the anniversary weekend. It's called Days of Thunder 8 because of their 8th anniversary. Next year it'll be called Days of Thunder 9, of course. But it's their anniversary weekend. That's what they're doing. They're celebrating their anniversary, and they had a car show and the bike ride and the anniversary ride and everything the next day. So it's a festival that's going on in the weekend, and we just try to make the barbecue contest fit into that festival.
I got you. Okay, good deal. Good deal. But yeah, I mean, again, it was a well-run event, and I hope the Harley people, I assume they enjoyed how everything went. The ones we talked with that were around were very nice, and to allow us access to the bathrooms and so forth was great. And had a nice spot to go, for the team, for the cooks meeting. You know, that's always nice, too. You get to go at least a little air conditioning and all, so that was nice to be able to go in and utilize that. So, yeah, man, I'll be honest with you.
The hog room.
The hog room, yeah. Yeah, perfect, isn't it? But, I mean, I don't know how you could have any I don't know how there could be any negatives, quite honestly. There was just so many positives from the whole weekend, the way everything was done. And, as we always mention or talk about on the show, so anytime you have a cooker, a fellow cooker that's running an event, you feel pretty good about it because they're gonna look at the little small things that maybe seem small to the people outside looking in, but the people cooking the event, those things are big, like bathrooms and the and water and easy access and so forth. So that was, like I said, the key to a contest is when you put one on, if you have a lot of positives, then it's almost an automatic for a team next year to going to go ahead and sign up. Like, man, that was a good contest, had a good payout, had nice prizes or nice trophies. I'm going back to that one. So, it sells itself. I mean, you don't have to worry about, getting on a message board or, starting to do things. If it's run right, it's kind of like a golf tournament. If you put on a good golf tournament and you get good good feedback and you have a lot of teams and all, in future years, it kind of runs itself. And so I know I would hope you'd be excited that things went very well. And so, next year we'll make it, I think you'll see that a lot of teams will go ahead and sign up for the event, and then and if there is a team limit or something, go ahead and get in early because they don't want to miss that one. So I'd encourage anybody out there, don't miss the event at Thunder Tower, man. It's a great event, and I'm sure it'll be better next year.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, and we're very happy about how it turned out. We're very excited about making it better next year. And I don't want to dominate the whole show here because I know I'm kind of a week behind. I do want to, again, say congratulations to Tony Kraut for his first win in the SCBM Pork. The first one's always the best, special, and I just want to hand it off to him. I wish I could have been there with him. It was, when I saw him win, it was almost like I won, almost.
I definitely give you credit, Garland. The class, it helped. And I tell you what, everybody, and Lee and Cole, everybody's helped us along the way here, and I give everybody credit. We've come a long way in a year.
Well, we're proud to have you affiliated with Carolina Outdoor Cooking, Tony. You did it right this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Good deal. Well, Garland, I appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in, man, and thinking about us. And don't be a stranger. Call in from time to time. But, again, great job on
on your event there in Columbia, and we look forward to you know, being there and being back next year. And I know everybody, you know, there had a great time and enjoyed the event. So I mean, keep up the good work. And you got any? Is this going to be more of a something you've been doing? Maybe you got some other plans, you don't mind me asking, or just going to be kind of your baby each year? Or you got some others you're looking at possibly?
Well,
as far
I appreciate
as, doing some.
Well, I appreciate you asking. Yeah, we're looking at our little motto or slogan, if you want to say, is Carolina Outdoor Cooking, working hard to improve the Carolina barbecue experience. And that's what we're going to do. This is hopefully our jump-off point here to work with maybe some other organizers who are struggling or having some issues or don't know where to start or that kind of deal. And we want to jump in and help them. Yeah, that's kind of where we're going. We still hold our classes and stuff, but we want to kind of expand out and keep moving in a direction to where we're just making a difference in the Carolina barbecue experience. So we're hoping to grab a couple more events here in the next year. Hopefully the people have seen what we can do, and we can show them how we can help them make more money for their charity, make their contest more organized. And so that's kind of where we're going with Carolina Outdoor Cooking.
Okay, cool, man. That's great to know. Well, you certainly got off to a very big success on your first contest there. So that was a great start on that end. So I'm sure anyone in the future that you and Beck can be involved with, I'm sure they'll be well run and well organized. So man, that's great. So congratulations again on a great event.
Well, we appreciate it, guys, and we'll be listening to the rest of the show, and we'll call back in again before it's all over. We'll call back in before on another show, and
okay.
We won't be a stranger.
Okay, man. Hey, Garland, I appreciate it. That's Garland with Carolina Outdoor Cooking, talking about the event at Thunder's Tower there a couple of weeks ago. We appreciate him calling in and discussing that. Now, Tony, what's so I know you're excited. That was your first. You're obviously leading the points race, that was your actual first place in points. So I know you're excited about that. What's your plans here in the next couple of months? You've got any other contests lined up? Maybe outside SCBA, or got you're cooking up at Cow Pens, and they're going to kind of hang it up here for a couple of weeks. Get a little rest in, and then get fired up for the fall. What's the plans there for Doco Smoke?
Well, right now we're going to go ahead and do the Mighty Move, and that'll be
okay.
The last one until Gaffney. You know, we'll go back to Gaffney. I'm gonna skip the one in Mullen. I believe they've got one. They're doing ribs on the 4th
yeah.
of July, and we're gonna
right.
skip that one. We're gonna do the family thing on the 4th. So,
yeah.
We got. The next two, even after the Mighty Move here, we got a catering gig we're doing on the 21st. Then we got about 50 to 75 bucks we're doing for a fundraiser on the 28th. So, yeah, we're taking a break from the contest, but I'm still going to smell like smoke for a while. But, and then we're going to do the one
that.
In Columbia. So, but that's
yeah,
that's
going to be a good one.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one. It's going to be hot, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I guess if you're in the Mullins area, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised that, you know, they're doing a contest on the actual 4th of July. You know, like I said, I guess for people who may be in that area, but, you know, for a team to come out, you know, July 4th morning and, I guess get the ribs and start cooking, and then I think the turn is 4 o'clock. You know, I don't know. That's not much of a holiday, and for people maybe that have family or do family traditions or kids or go to the lake and all, it kind of screens them out. I think you know we've been doing a 4th of July thing with our best friends for probably the last 15 years, so we'll be up at the lake. And I mean, I hate it because I love doing ribs, but I hope they have a good turnout. So, but I'll be kind of surprised. I think they've only got like 4 teams right now. I'll be surprised if they even get 10 teams. Quite honestly.
Yeah. Well, that's just one. I'm not gonna sacrifice the family there for for the ribs. I'm gonna we're gonna go to the lake and enjoy some time off. So
yeah,
but I hope to have a good turnout. You know, we'll see what happens, but we're not gonna be there.
Well, Lee, tell us about Charleston, man. How was the experience at the Sam's Club event? There, I guess the Sam's actually in North Charleston. You had a pretty good day. You unfortunately didn't make it to the next round, but you at least got a couple of calls. I think correct me if I'm wrong. I think you got second in chicken, and then I think you got a fourth, but I don't remember what the other was. It fourth and pork.
Yeah.
We did
second chicken, fourth and pork, and then we got hammered on ribs and brisket. Not really sure why. They tasted good, and you know, my brisket may have been just a hair over, so I cut it a little thick, and I think that affected me, because as soon as they open the box and see those thick slices, they know why. But you know, I was trying to compensate. Give it a little pull, and but it was delicious. The brisket was good. The ribs were really good and really moist, and they just didn't like them. Chicken was good. Actually, probably needed about 10 more minutes on the smoker, but I guess they liked it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to start undercooking everything.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just don't you don't know. Sometimes when I think I've got something figured out, that's probably the worst thing I can do is to think I got it figured out or say I got it figured out, because then I go to the contest the next week and I'm like, what in the heck? You know, I feel like, I mean, it's like everybody. I feel like I do everything about the same. You know, sometimes you cook kind of, you get a little hiccup and, you know, something, you know, you got some butts that stall, or, you know, your ribs, they cook a little faster than you wanted to. What may be. For the most part, I think everybody, unless you just, you know, you got hammered 3-4 times in a row, you go in with your same rubs and same flavor profiles and all. It's, you know, I think it's just the damn judges, man. The judges, they screw us sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
We got the judges listening to us.
I got our brisket wouldn't get done. It was on for probably close to 9.5 or 10 hours. And it stalled at 195, and it was, when I probed it, it was probing at 195, but it felt like it was around 170 degrees, and it wouldn't come off that stall, so I had to run the smoker up to about 325 degrees for about an hour, and it finally broke in around 200 degrees, but we pulled it because of the time it had been on there. I was really worried about it because it wasn't where I wanted it. It didn't feel like I wanted it, but, I mean, it was well past time for it to come off. So,
right.
We pulled it. I mean, it turned out pretty good. Like I said, it may have been a hair over, but it wasn't as bad as the last few weeks I've done. So, I don't know. Chicken was good. Chicken was actually, when I put it in the box, it was at 160 degrees, so it wasn't even done. Because I couldn't get it to cook either. I boxed it at 155 or 160 degrees when I boxed it. And, you know, Gene was down there near the doors and said that he heard judges walking around talking about bloody chicken, and all I could think was, oh, shit. And come to think of it, you know, it wasn't mine. And I got second place on it, so I was really shocked to hear my name called on chicken. Gene came in ninth overall down there. I thought he was going to call in tonight, but since he didn't, we're going to talk about how he didn't get a call. he went from, he got a first place in Marietta a week before. He didn't get a call this week, but he did come in ninth overall. So he beat me by 4 spots, but I'm gonna make that up in Greenwood against him.
Now, how does that get handled? Maybe a little bit off the subject, Lee, but I know Jim Berg was there, Killer Bees, and I think he qualified at both places. Does he get to determine the contest that he wants to qualify from? Does Sam's do that? I guess that.
What happens is, since he qualified in Marietta, you know, it's the top 6 in the first round. Since he qualified again in Charleston, it was the top 7. So
Okay.
But only the top six get paid. So the seventh place team got qualified because Jim was fifth, but they didn't get a check because they were bumped out of the top six. So
I got
you.
You
know,
okay.
Same where anybody goes. It takes away from the money for the other people, but it doesn't affect the spots.
I got you. Okay. I clear.
You
I'm wondering
way
about that. That clears that up. Tony said, just give me a couple of butts and a couple of racks of ribs, and let me throw them in there, and I'll be
yeah, right. Yeah. I can't wrap my head around the KCBS thing yet.
Well, you ought to jump on board. Your older brother Cole, or your younger brother Cole's going to finally do one. Well, I mean,
I know
Gary and Mar. I don't know if Amy's going to let Cole do it or not, but they're going to go do Greenwood. But like I told you.
Oh, they're going to
know,
Greenwood?
They're going to do Greenwood, the Festival of Discovery.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent my stuff in over the weekend. I kept on forgetting about it, and I was like, God, I hope I don't get locked out. And I called a girl up, Laura, and so we're in. So
yeah, I
sent my stuff off. So that's a nice. Are you going to vend up there too, Lee? Or?
No, hell no. That's too much work up there. I don't, because you got to do it both days, and they put you down by the stage. So I don't want to. I don't have enough people to have. If it was just Saturday, I'd have enough people there, but I won't have enough there to do it on Fridays.
Right.
Plus, I don't want to be by that stage all night. Are you venting?
Yeah, it's
up gonna
there? Be. It'll be. I am gonna vent. We're gonna vent. So, yeah, I sent mine in to vent. I got a couple of guys that the cooking store kind of one of our sponsors, a cooking team, and these guys kind of befriended me that for the classes and all. We teach a class about once a month, once every 6 weeks or something on some competition aspect, whether it be chicken or butts or ribs, whatever it may be. But anyway, they actually cooked at they cooked down in Waynesboro, then they cooked at Evans, so they kind of got the they kind of get the bug and all, but they don't really have the equipment yet per se, or really the setup to go on events far off and all. But I told them that if they wanted to come, kind of see see what it's like just from start to finish, cooking the event and on the pro side and so forth, and they come join me. And they said they'd love to come join and help out and whatever event and so forth. So. Yeah, we're gonna do all that up there. I know they have a ton of people and all, so you can you gotta get it set up and so forth. But you can make some money up there, definitely.
Yeah. If I had four
I didn't,
or five people to help me on Friday, I'd do it.
Right. I didn't. We weren't there last year. We were up at Gaffney, obviously at the SCBA, and I didn't get the go the when they moved to downtown and all. But I heard it's a lot more. A lot more space, a lot more peanut. The people's never been a problem because we've been there, I guess, three times or I think we've been there three times. Yeah, but anyway, they get tons of people. There's no doubt about it, man. They get the people to turn out. It's unbelievable all the people that come out. So,
well, it's supposed to be
that's a huge
90,
event.
90 something teams this year.
90 teams. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about, and wanting to get that many. I know they said something at Evans. I don't know where they were out at, where they're at this time. I think they were somewhere in the 60s, I think. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them get all the way up because, they just, they've got people. You know, it's kind of like the contest in Evans. They draw them from all over. They have such a good payout and, such a well-run event. They get teams that come from all over. And I think what's his name's coming back. Laudable coming back. I think he's doing a class or something for backyard on Thursday or something again. But he's coming back again. So, but they'll have teams from obviously all over South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, probably Alabama, Florida. It's one heck of an event. I don't think it has quite the payout of Evans, but I think it's somewhere over 20,000. Is that right? Lee, I can't remember, but I know it's a pretty good chunk of change, I think.
Right now it's at 22,000.
22. Okay, I knew it was a little bit over 20. Wow, that's a nice payout. So yeah, it makes a nice payout. You know, you get good. I think they're paying
$3,000 for grand, $3,000 for grand, $1,750 for reserve. Then you got the $500 for the top South Carolina team, $250 for the top Greenwood team. And then each category, 1 through 10, is $750, $650, $550, $450, $350, $175, $115, $85, $60, and $35. And then, you know, they pay out hash, anything goes, and dessert.
They're actually paying out $35, huh? Wow.
Yeah,
well, you know, I guess if you can win. Yeah, well, that's $35, I guess, huh? So, yeah, that hash contest always kind of intriguing to me, seeing some of them cats around there, them big old, huge cast iron or buckets or whatever you want to call them out there. I don't know, we've cooked, I know on two different occasions we had the same team across from us, and they vended some and sold hash. And I'll tell you what, man, people... They had the most unbelievable container of cooking hash in I think I've ever seen. But, I mean, they rotated. But they literally had a boat paddle is what it was, you know, little miniature boat paddles. And, man, they stirred that stuff all night long. It must have been pretty good because I know that was their main thing. They had, like, them little one-pound or eight-ounce, whatever, plastic containers, and they were filling them things up. And I don't know how many little containers of hash they sold, but it was a bunch. Over there, so I don't really have a hash recipe, so we will not be in the hash contest. I can tell you that. I don't have any. You know, I heard about some people smoking in high school. That's about probably my extent on hash, really. So, but we are gonna do the taster's choice, and we'll do the anything good. We actually got second, I think, the last time we two years ago we got second in the Texas Choice, so which was, I think we got a couple $100 on that. That was pretty neat, but yeah, great event. Downtown Greenwood, or the city of Greenwood, does a tremendous job of organizing that thing, and they actually got the city council together, I guess, a bit over a year ago, and approved basically shutting down, I guess, certain streets or Main Street or what have you, you know, to have this event. So they actually got the city behind this thing. To make it go, so it's a big deal. But I think it just goes to show you that if you get the right people, in this case, obviously the people with the local government behind this thing, it's a pretty good revenue thing. You figure, man, 70 some odd teams coming in, and you know a lot of the people are going to be getting a hotel room somewhere, and people are going to be buying stuff they need or whatever at local grocery stores, and people going to, you know, to eat something or anywhere. And then, of course, all the people that come out, you know, to support the contest and so forth. That's a big moneymaker, a big revenue stream in those couple of days there. So quite an event, no doubt. So, well, good deal. So we're going to have a little SCBA flavor in there. So we got Blowing Smoke's going to be up there. I know Gene Backwood's going to be there. Open Tailgaters will be there. So now we got Up and Smoke. All Smoked Up, excuse me, All Smoked Up will be there. Any other teams you know of, Lee, SCBA, going up to Greenwood?
Not that I know of. I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there were any more there last year, and I don't think there was. I know that, you know, you're talking about them organizing well up there. They posted something on Facebook a couple of weeks ago where they're actually hard lining the power and water in to be permanent up there from now on. So that's, you know, that's commitment.
Wow. That's pretty strong right there.
Yeah,
hey, guys,
right
there. I got another caller here.
Who is
Let me see if I, 803-600-3388. If I got
that's
you online here. Cole, you there, buddy? You ain't got to change your diapers or nothing? You okay?
I just got away from changing the diaper right now. I was trying to listen to the show iPad, and I heard it go off just as clear as a bell. And I went, I got to go call him too quick.
Was that the baby or Amy?
I'm going to tell y'all, I am extremely excited to be able to talk to all of y'all at one time and tell y'all all congratulations on the great things y'all have done. And why have none of you bastards come and pick me up? I want to cook some barbecue. I'm stuck at the house.
Hey, Cole.
Yeah.
I was talking to Tony about that this weekend, and since Amy's not letting you go anywhere and Jeff's new wife's got him on lockdown, maybe y'all could sneak out Saturday and carpool together since you can be gone for 4 hours. I'll be there Saturday.
I got Jeff sitting here with me. Jeff said he's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's going to man up.
Yeah, but his wife's not there, is she?
No, she's not, matter of fact.
Yeah. Oh, let her hear the show. He may change his mind.
No, but I definitely want to tell everybody congratulations. I know everybody's been working hard, man, and that's a really good job that y'all have been doing the last couple of weeks. And man, I've been watching. I've been looking at SCBA. I've looked at KCBS, and everybody's out cooking. And I'm just living vicariously through all of y'all because I'm stuck here at the house. Not that it's a bad thing, but you're probably listening in the other room. But I'm just, you know, barbecue's king, and I'm good with it. She's not, but I am.
So what's your
break going back to work?
It's hot. That was the first day back to work. It was hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, how was it getting out of the house and having a break going back to work?
It was like breathing fresh air.
Yeah.
Amy is obviously not there.
So, Cole, y'all are going to Greenwood, huh? Gonna do the KCBS thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, we signed up for the Festival Discovery. We actually signed up for the one in Apex, North Carolina. That was supposed to be this month, but got canceled, or didn't get canceled. We got our check back. I guess we didn't make it, make the cut. And then I think we're going to Greer for another KCBS event. I don't know. Gary's got it all wrote down somewhere. I just tell him, you know, just tell me where I'm supposed to show up and let me know, and I just go.
Well, good deal, man. So y'all going to be getting it on a KCBS, and like you got Well, I tell you what, man, the one in, you probably heard us talking, the one in Greenwood is an unbelievable event. It's, you know, it's going to have a lot of top-notch teams up there for one. The competition will be excellent. There'll be, you know, there'll probably be maybe six, eight teams that are probably in the top 100 in the country in KCBS right now in that event. There may be in more, I don't know, but that's just a guess. But you're going to have... you know, from South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, you're going to have a lot of great teams there. Some other ones, because you got Lauderdale coming in, and there's a guy that's, you know, nationally known and, you know, has accomplished a lot and, you know, kind of in the same sense as like a Myron Mixon or Johnny Trigg and so forth. You know, Mike
he's
Davis
also
was,
won in the last
and his
two
wife.
Years.
Is he won it two
yeah,
years? I knew that. So he's won it 2 years in a row. Wow. I knew he'd won it 1 year. I didn't know it two years in a row. Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Man. Well, that might be one reason
this year.
Then too, huh?
He ain't going to win it this year, but, I mean, I'm just saying he's won it 2 years in a row.
Wow. That's pretty
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, because I didn't spend a whole lot of money to come down there and show them how we do South Carolina barbecue. So hopefully, we'll have a good standing. We won't, you know. We won't embarrass ourselves too bad.
Don't worry. I did it for us all last year.
You took one for the team, Lou?
I also did it in Georgia, so don't worry. All the embarrassment's over for the SCBA this year.
I'm going to tell you what's going to be funny, though, is when you got Gary standing out there behind the trailer with that cowbell, and he's all by himself wondering where the hell everybody is, and he keeps ringing it. that's going to be
yeah.
a real fun.
What's going to be funny is if he does that, I'm going to have him kicked out. I'm going to tell him he was ringing it during quiet time, and they'll just disqualify him.
Well, I don't I don't know how it was last year, but I know one thing about it, man. Just be ready. And, of course, as you know, with it being in July, it is freaking hot, you know, because you're, you know, it's nice having the event downtown. You get a lot of, great, you know, turnout, and you get, a lot of great teams and so forth. And for the most part, you know, you get good flat service and, you know, so forth to cook on. But, man, it is hot. I know one year, I think the last year with this, it would have been 2 years ago, they had a storm that came through, and it was unbelievable. I know there was, you know, a good half dozen teams that just got crushed, you know, canopies overturned, you know, chairs thrown everywhere, you know, damage. It was unbelievable.
Good.
So that's one thing.
Canopies. That way they all get crushed because I'm looking to get brand new ones. I got one that's helped get the duct tape and bolts that aren't even from canopies. It's actually probably a safety hazard, but for some reason we've kept it, and I don't know. I guess it's the hoarding nature of my father-in-law, but, you know.
They could have 10 or 12 canopies tear up, Chris, and it still only be half the ones they set up.
That is true. Well, I tell you what, the Festival of Discovery, if they get the storms like they have sometimes, they can take care of some of your canopies for you, Cole, so you won't have to be worried about returning back to Casey Lexington or whatever with one of them if we get one of those storms. It'll make sure it hits the dumpster before it heads back to Lexington with you. I can tell you that.
It'll go in the back of the truck because he'll take it to the recycling place with the rest of it metal and recycle.
Yeah, he ain't going to let him throw it out. He may need a spare leg one day.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but man,
I'm
excited about going out there and finding it. I think it's gonna be pretty neat. I went to the one with Lee, and you know, I learned a lot, and it's different. And I think that it's just something we want to try. And you know, hey, why not? You know, we're doing the SCBA, and we're going to do a couple of KCBS, and just to see if we like it. If we don't like it, we'll just keep cooking, you know, SCBA and be content with it. But, you know, we want to try it out and see what all the fuss is.
I think you need to do about 15 of them this year.
Translation is they're going to cook, and if they can't place in the next three that they cook in, they're going to stick with the SCBA.
That was it. Well, you definitely have the right, you got the right ingredients, because I can tell you one thing about KCBS, and there's some people do it. I mean, Lee knows this, he's one of those, you know, we do it, there's some other teams as well, but having multiple team members is a big plus, man, because you got to turn in four meets 30 minutes apart. I'm going to tell you what, maybe some people don't cook a lot, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but I can tell you, you got to have your ducks in a row and, you know, the I's dotted, T's crossed, all that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, it's just amazing. You know, it seems like it drags on and on, your stuff cooking. Next thing you know, you start turning in. And, man, then next thing you know, it's 1:30 and it was a blur like that. Did we just turn in four items? And, damn, where'd all the time go? It's fast and furious, no doubt. So.
Well, I'm excited. We've even got one of Gary's migrant workers that's going to do our box running for us.
Oh, Lord, he may not come back.
A migrant worker.
He may not come back if y'all send him on the loose. You know that, right? If he's headed north, he ain't turning around and coming back. Y'all were talking about it being hot up there. I don't know if they had it before, Chris, but last year they had a big like cool tent, they called it, like they do at Carowinds with all the water misters and stuff. You could walk under it on the way to the judge's meeting or turn-in.
Well, you know, they didn't have that 2 years ago, but what they did have, they had these, they were almost like a large trash can that had a fan, you know, and pumped the water from it. And that was pretty cool. I know when we were going out, the turn in, man, you wanted to walk by one of those things. That son of a gun felt good, but it was almost like something the city of Greenwood had that they put out there. But those things were nice. But yeah, that tent, that sounds neat there. Awesome.
Yeah,
it will be toasty.
Kristen enjoyed it because I didn't walk my big ass down to turn in a single time, but she went through it every time she went. But you know what else you're going to have you didn't have 2 years ago, Chris?
What's that?
Air conditioning.
A trailer with air conditioning? Yeah, amen to that, my friend. I'm going to tell you what, it was, this weekend in Beaufort. Now, Friday was not so bad. We had a good little breeze blowing, and it's nice there, kind of, that location they've got set up. And it was fine Friday night, and of course, we got a little rain Friday, but it wasn't anything to, you know, cause any problems. But and then Saturday, you know, went along pretty good and we did turn in and so forth. But man, it was one thing I didn't like about the con, and I don't understand why they did, don't get me wrong, but you know, we turned in obviously 10 o'clock bucks, 11 o'clock riz, and then of course they had the public come out and, you know, did samples, had a band and so forth. But man, awards weren't until 3:30. And you guys know you cook a lot of SCBA. That's 3:30 is a late time for an SCBA event with just two meets. You know, most of the time for us, it's, you know, like 1:30, maybe 2, maybe even 2:30. But man, it was 3:30. But I'm gonna tell you what, when it got about 2:30, the breeze kind of went away and it got hot as cotton body. I mean, and I'm so glad we had that damn trailer to go in and get that air conditioner. I'll be honest. We felt kind of bad, but we had our volunteer out there serving the food, and Kathy and I were just sitting in the damn trailer, man, and staying cool. It was so hot. I was like, man, I can't stand out there. That's damn rough. I'm sitting here drinking beer. Heck, was sitting out there. She was. But that lady, she was a trooper.
That's where I'm sitting in the air drinking beer while other people work.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I
definitely
enjoy
our air conditioning.
Evans was hot.
Oh, Evans was hot. That's another one. Oh, I remember the awards too. That's such a long with all those teams and backyard, and which is nice. They pay 10 places. But man, you're talking about, I mean, how many calls were there? At least you had so you had 40 calls, and you had I guess you had the stake and reserve and grant. So that's like, and then your backyard. Man, you had like 55 names get called, right? And of course, you had to call 10. They had to go up the stage, and they go from there. So they even prolonged it. So I mean, that was about an hour and a half awards, I think. I mean,
seems
God,
like
it.
They had nine.
It was hot.
First place in dessert.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because they got the 180s. That's right. Yeah, they had.
Yeah,
a
there were
tie.
Four that people that got 180s.
Good Lord, yeah, that was a little strange there. I have to admit that was different. That was different. Well, good deal. I'm excited for you guys biting off on the KCBS. I look forward to seeing you guys up in Big Greenwood. So that'll be fun. That'll be a good time up there.
I tried to talk Tony into doing it, but they're having some kind of Michael Jackson thing down at Myrtle Beach he's got to go to. I don't know what that's about.
Limited thing in Charleston. You're a little off on that one.
Some kind of Packers Unlimited or something. I don't know what it's called.
That's not the Michael Jackson. Not the same dude who was up in Gaffney last year. I mean, Cole told me he's going to go see a concert or something somewhere. I don't know.
No, this is something they're having at something called the Blue Oyster Club. I don't know. It's Jeff are going down there. I don't know.
The Blue Oyster Club. that
sounds
funny.
Very exciting.
They got to wear all leather. I don't know what it's about, but he said he'd love to go to Greenwood, but him and Jeff had a date.
Never a dull moment.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Well,
where's everybody cooking next?
Huh?
Where's everybody cooking next?
Well, I think Tony's going to... So you'll be in, I guess, Cowpens at the Moo?
Mighty Moo.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Mighty Moo. We had actually thought about Backwoods going to Mighty Moo.
Yeah, and so was Cole and them. Tony thought he had a shot at winning again, but that's out the window.
I know. Looks like I'll have to settle with second again.
there's gonna be some actual good teams there this time.
They claim, I listened to it on the radio this morning, or there was a link, and they say 6 of the top 10 teams are cooking up there. I don't know who all is going to be there.
Well, you're one of them. That doesn't say a lot.
Yeah, up in Cowpens. Yep.
Now, after everybody cooks 12 events, if you're one of the top 10, then that's saying something.
Now, did they fill it up? I know they were looking for a couple more teams. Did they fill it up at the Mighty Moon?
I don't know. I don't think they have. There was something posted on the board, but I didn't read it because I'm not going.
I think they're looking for, like, either two or four more teams or something like that to go up there.
They're looking for two.
Two teams?
Looking for two?
Yeah, two more teams.
Gotcha.
I don't even know what that
gotcha.
Place is.
I think it's up there. Cowpen's up around Spartanburg, I believe, isn't it? Kind of below, kind of southwest of Spartanburg, I think. No, excuse me, southeast, I think. Excuse me. I think
that's
too close
to Clemson. I'm not going out there.
Clemson.
That crap spreads out. It's like that nuclear plant in Japan. You get close to Clemson, then you just start getting infected with stupid. So I try to fail.
Yeah, you just don't want to take any chances. I don't blame you, man. Won't take any chances. That's exactly right. Wow. Well, good deal, man. I can't believe I'm running over here at 8 o'clock, so I appreciate you. Man, it's a great show tonight. Appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Tony, appreciate you being the first-time caller, man. Don't be a stranger. Congrats again on your first and butts and second ribs up there in Big Malden. Nicole, man, great hearing from you. I'm glad everybody is doing well. So tell the whole clan we said hello, and I guess we'll be seeing everybody. Probably won't be until August, I guess, the FLW. I think will be our next one, SCBA, I believe.
That's our next one. And yep. Tony would like for you to address him as the current 2014 SCBA champion.
We'll always offer that.
If you talk right, Gary will have you some shirts made, Tony.
What's that?
If you ask nicely, Gary will have you some shirts made.
I've done a lot of good work here in the past couple weeks. We're gonna go to Mighty Moose, so we'll definitely see Tony up there and whoever else shows up. I'll try to get beside Tony though. And that way we can all hang out and kind of spend some time together since I ain't been able to see nobody in a while. And then Festival Discovery's coming. That's going to be fun, so I hope to see all y'all there too.
Yeah, we're both at Festival Discovery. That's right, I'll see you there.
I think me, you, and Gene are going to be beside each other, and I would say it's a shame Chris isn't going to be there, but he doesn't come out and socialize anyway, so it doesn't matter. He can go win.
We probably get all disqualified for being close to one another.
Yeah, we'll be close.
Oh, Lordy. Good deal. Well, guys, I appreciate it again. We're going to go over here and get a little supper and try to get all the yard work done here before darkness hits. But, hey, it's raining up. Who's that said it's raining? It, Columbia?
I did. I just looked out the window. It's wet out there, so I didn't know it started raining.
Wow. Huh. Yeah, it's. I think it kind of went around this. So. But anyway, hey, guys, appreciate everybody calling in again. Great show. Lee Blowing Smoke, Tony, Doco Smoke, and Cole all smoked up. That all. Everything is going well, so we will see you guys. I'm sure in the near future, on the barbecue trail. So everybody, have a great week and be safe out there. And good luck at your next contest. Hope you're the last one called. So everybody, have a great week, man. We'll see you next week. We're gonna close it out with you know what? Go Cox. Tony, Doco, look up.